Given that electronic spying continues to dominate the news, Chris Knopf's exciting and literate new murder mystery, Cries of the Lost, could not be more timely, though factor in international banking shenanigans, political independence movements, complex telecommunications technology, and, oh yes, a killing or two, and numerous attempts on the life of our hero, Arthur Cathcart. Arthur, a market researcher and math wonk, first appeared in an earlier book by Knopf, the award-winning Dead Anyway. In that one, Arthur's straight-arrow wife, a wealthy Chilean-born businesswoman, was murdered, and it was discovered that she had been squirreling away millions offshore in the Caymans. In Cries of the Lost, still curious about her, Arthur decides to go to the Caymans to see if he can find out what happened. He takes with him a new beloved, Natsumi Fitzgerald, on occasion she calls herself Zelda, whom he met at a blackjack table in Connecticut. He loved his wife, but oh, this kid. And does he change, going from fat and grieving to bald, slim, and sexy. They deserve each other. Both are supremely smart, restrainedly sarcastic, and fiercely ethical. Well, corners do get cut when terrorists, rival gangs, cops, and the FBI are on your tail. And speaking of timely, Robert Mueller, who resigned this past September as director of the FBI, has a small role here. But it's Arthur's smarts that direct the narrative. When his wife was killed in the earlier book, he was shot in the head and supposedly died after being in a coma for several months. His sister, however, a doctor, knowing he feared for his life, managed to sneak him off the grid, and Arthur was able to lose himself in a crowd of fake identities, passports, and email addresses to go after the bad guys. He gets them, but not answers about his late wife. Cries of the Lost opens with Arthur and Natsumi at a Caymans bank where they discover a flash drive with a cryptic code in a safe deposit box. From there, it's off to London, Madrid, the south of France, New York, and finally back to Connecticut for a wild shootout. Suspense rules, but so does entertainment, because Arthur and Natsumi are not only good guys, but imaginative, risk-taking good guys, whose clever repartee endears them to the reader as well as to each other. You don't need to have read Dead Anyway in order to enjoy Cries of the Lost. The author smoothly insinuates exposition and serves up some fascinating lore, maybe more than you ever wanted to know about code-breaking, security, cars, and all things technological, but you'll learn something and pick up delicious tidbits such as finding out about a wonderful Italian tradition, the passeggiata, a see and be seen stroll around a town or a village of a late afternoon or early evening, a promenade that signals the end of the workday in anticipation of dinner. Why not try it? Stroll, dine, then settle in with Cries of the Lost. I'm Joan Baum.